This is Special Chronicles, giving respect and a voice to people with special needs.
I shudder thinking how the world can be so cruel. I lend my voice to those who can't. It's time we try, it's time we care, it's time we stand. It starts with a voice.
Welcome to the Special Chronicles Show. My name is Daniel Smukowski, and I'm the founder and host of Special Chronicles, our website, specialchronicles.com, where you can stream our archives of over 750 episodes absolutely for free, and to follow Special Chronicles on social media, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. This week on in the Special Chronicles podcast, ComEd Energy Force series, season 7, part 2, we welcome Jano, a ComEd Energy Force ambassador and an artist from Project Onward from Chicago, Illinois, who is joining me for a candid and honest conversation about his story as an artist with a disability, connecting with Project Onward, and becoming an Energy Force ambassador. Please put your virtual hands together as we welcome Jano on the Special Chronicles show. Welcome, Jano, to Special Chronicles. Welcome, Jano.
Hi.
It's good to have you on the program. And for our listeners, we first got connected, I believe, about a year ago when you, along with Project Onward, when you joined the ComEd Energy Force Ambassador Program. So for our listeners, can you share with us a little bit about how we got connected, what disability you were diagnosed with, and then we'll go from there.
Well, just like you, I heard about the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program, and I'm an ambassador just like you, and that's how I got connected with you.
And awesome.
And awesome. I have a disability as well, maybe like EDs or emotional disturbance, I think.
All right, as I'm sure some of our listeners know, just like you and myself and many others with disabilities, we have challenges. Can you share with us a little bit about what are a few of your challenges because of your disability?
Well, sometimes, usually back when I was in grammar school and high school, I usually have difficulties making friends with new people there. And how to get along with others. And it could be hard sometimes, but I'm trying to my best to do it.
Good. And speaking of trying your best, as a lot of all listeners and in all community, we know that it's not about our challenges, but about our accomplishments. So can you share with us what are a few of your joys and accomplishments because of your disability?
Well, even though I have this disability, it doesn't mean I can't be free to do what I want. What I do with it is I go usually every day. I go with my mom for walks in the park.
Awesome.
And also I even like to, talk about my interests and even ride my bike and also I do swimming every summer, and I also ride my bike.
Awesome. Yeah, I also enjoy riding my bike as well. That's a lot of fun especially if you've got a forced preserve or like any bicycle trails.
I do that.
Definitely. Awesome. Maybe not. We'll for our listeners, we'll record in this in the end of January, and it's winter right now. So maybe this week it's actually in the 30s, almost 40. So maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe now, but maybe not a couple weeks ago when it was negative degree weather. Maybe not.
Oh, no way. That's not for me.
Yeah, no, me either. I have to say my girlfriend said that she actually biked when it was cold out. But anyway, but that's, yeah, I think for most of us, we'll wait till the spring and summer and fall to take our bicycles out. Moving on to becoming an artist, can you share with our listeners how you, and I should have, if I would have put it a little bit better, I would have asked, we could have showed some of you out on the screen. We'll work on that maybe maybe in the next summer. But first, how you became an artist. Can you share with us how you got started as an artist?
Well, back when I was a kid, I started drawing characters after watching a lot of my favorite Disney movies. That's when I started drawing my favorite characters on paper.
Awesome. Awesome. And why do you enjoy creating the art that you do?
Well, it really helps me see things in a different point of view, and it also sets my imagination free and into the real world.
Awesome. And what type of art do you create?
Well, back before I've created drawings, and now I'm doing paintings and 3D sculptures, and I'm also doing ceramics.
Awesome. And can you describe a few of you out? Hopefully, we're gonna. I just sent a message to your job coach who's backstage. And so for the next segment, we're going to try to see if, for those of you listening to the audio podcast, we're going to try to show some of your artwork for those watching the video episode on our YouTube or Facebook or LinkedIn. So we'll try to see if we can share our one of our screens and show that on camera in a little bit. But before we try to show some of your artwork on screen, can you describe a few of your pieces of the artwork that you have created?
Sure. Well, I describe some of my work as a very precise work. And well, for my cityscapes, I usually can visualize the actual detail of my work.
Awesome. And, I did pull up your job coach did send me a few pieces of your out, so I will it's for perfect time because when just about a minute we're gonna take a few seconds we're gonna take our full sponsor break, and then when we come back we will get into a little bit about how you got connected with Project Onward, and that'll be a good time to show some of our viewers some of your artwork. So we'll be right back. Our guest is Jono, a Combat Energy Force Ambassador from Project Onward, who is also a visual artist, and we'll be right back right here on specialchronicles.com. Support for Special Chronicles comes from listeners like you. As an independent public media podcast, Special Chronicles will always be there for you. Now we're asking you to be there for us. As a nonprofit independent media organization, we can only make programs like Special Chronicles with listener support. Our programs provide weekly, candid, honest, and inspiring conversations about the people with disabilities community that creates awareness, support, and advocacy within each week's episode.
Listeners tell us our shows are an enjoyable and necessary podcast for the intellectual and developmental disability community and everyone else who is able to listen to stories about life from a different angle. Please, if you and your family love our weekly podcast, make a one-time, monthly, or annual gift of thanks today. Support this podcast at specialchronicles.com/give. That's specialchronicles.com/give. Support for Special Chronicles comes from ComEd. Special Chronicles is proud to partner with the ComEd Energy Force Ambassador Program. The Energy Force is the country's first energy efficiency education program designed for and taught by people with disabilities. ComEd is powering lives, and Wary is powering us here at Special Chronicles to keep the lights on and our technology is powered on. As ComEd powers the lives of us, they are literally giving a voice to people with special needs. We thank ComEd for the generous support of our mission at Special Chronicles. Learn more at specialchronicles.com/ComEd. That's specialchronicles.com/ComEd. Support for Special Chronicles comes from United Airlines Bridge Disability Business Resource Group. Special Chronicles is proud to partner with United Airlines and the Bridge BLG. Bridge BLG is committed to being an ally for all employees and customers with disabilities. Bridge helps to create internal awareness to keep accessibility needs in mind and partner with key organizations to empower disability inclusion for employment and travel. Bridge, connecting people of all abilities. Book your travel today on united.com or on the award-winning United app. Learn more on United's commitment to disability inclusion for employment and travel at specialchronicles.com/united. That's specialchronicles.com/united.
Our guest is Jono, and I don't know where my other tab went. Our guest is Jono, and see if we can try to figure out what we're doing here. So Jono, before we show some of your artwork to our viewers, one of the things that I don't think we touched on in the previous segment is how long have you been a visual artist, either with Project Onward or just as a visual artist overall? How long have you been creating art?
Well, I started when my brother went to Project Onward before me.
Ooh, awesome.
Well, I like creating art so much, I thought if I would make more somewhere else rather than at home.
Awesome. So that's a perfect transition as we talk about Project Onward. Can you share with us folks how you got connected with Project Onward?
Well, the way I got connected is that I saw a lot of other people doing almost the same artwork, how I did.
Awesome. Yeah, I was telling you just before we started recording, I got connected, and I'll share with our listeners as well. I both got connected and learned about what Project Onward was from my journalism studies at Roosevelt University, because we did a class assignment where we wrote a story about the work that Project Onward does. Can you share with us what is Project Onward for any of our listeners who might not know? What is Project Onward?
Well, Project Onward is a nonprofit art studio for artists with mental and developmental disabilities. And their purpose is to promote art as a powerful tool for understanding and valuing the real and potential contributions of the national population of people with disabilities.
Awesome, awesome. I love the work that you guys are doing, and hopefully our listeners, we'll get to at the end of the program how our listeners, our listeners can go online to get connected and maybe even purchase some of you out. Who can you share with us who in our disability community can come to Project Onward? Like who can be a visual artist, or you said it's for people with mental and developmental disabilities, but is it for if there's a listener out there who has a disability, if they are just getting started as an artist, or is it for more experienced artists, or can you kind of show who can come to Project Onward?
I mean, anyone can, but just even though you have a disability, it doesn't mean you can't be one of us.
Awesome.
Anyone can join us.
Awesome. No matter what. Awesome, awesome. What are the benefits of Project Onward from your time of as a visual artist to be involved with this organization? What have you found to be the benefits of having a art studio and a gallery that displays and even sells your artwork? What are the benefits for you?
Well, what benefits me is that the staff always tells me that you can't make it so simple. You have to make it so very detailed, and that way the other viewers who see our art is willing to be inspired.
Awesome. Awesome. And I'm sure all listeners will be inspired when they either if they go to the art studio or they see some of the art. And again, I'll make sure to put links in the show notes to the address of your studio, and as well as where people can get more information. Because if you're listening and you're in the Chicago area, we definitely want to encourage you to go check out the Project Onward Out Studio in the Chicago area. And if you are listening and you live in a different part of the country or the globe, and you are traveling to the Chicago area, definitely check out Project Onward. Why should our listeners get connected with Project Onward?
Well, if you want to be part of this community, just find out what it gives you to be a good person and a good artist. Because there are people there who will help you become better people, and it'll also let you know that you can even do more than just having to do other stuff. But even though you have a disability, doesn't mean you can't do it. You just have to believe in yourself.
Awesome. I love that. That's something that my dad always says about believing in yourself. And can you just briefly talk about how excited you all are of your love of out with the public when the public comes and sees you out? Or can you talk a little bit about how you are excited to share your love of out with the public?
Yeah, so I want the world to know that I can do art too in my own way, and also in other newer ways. Not always the same artwork all the time, but maybe you could create something. Wanted to show them that I could create even more than just all the same things I did.
Awesome, awesome. Well, before we get to our final segment, is about the Combat Energy Force program and final thoughts. But before we get to that, I thought to wrap up this segment about Pledging Onward and you becoming an artist, we would show our viewers some of your art. And for those of you just listening to the audio podcast, go check out the full video episode on our YouTube channel, specialchronicles.com, and click on watch. That's specialchronicles.com. Click on watch, and you can watch the full video episode with Jono and see some of his out. As you see, I am displaying it on screen right now. And let's see if I can get a quick view of one of there. I don't can you see that a little bit bigger? So Jono, for audio listeners, can you let our listeners know what this piece is? I think it says space station.
That's supposed to be the International Space Station. That was a piece I did of back for a Third Friday event for in space.
Awesome, awesome. And if our listeners want to purchase this, they can go to projectonvo.org and click on shop, and then find your artwork. I think you had mentioned at the beginning of the episode, and I'm scrolling so listeners can see some of your artwork, but you had mentioned there was a city. Was there a piece that you did with the city? Let me see if I can show listeners this one, this piggy bank. Can you, it should be pulling up by now. This is a piggy bank, right? Can you talk a little bit about this piece?
Oh yeah. Well, for this piggy bank, I wanted to do it this is supposed to be my cousin's dog who lives in New York City. I wanted to create it as a piggy bank I wanted to make it like into a different animal besides a pig.
Awesome.
And it made me wonder, why can't other animals be banks too?
Awesome. Yeah. Instead of just pigs. I love that idea. I'm going to just pick out just a few. For any of our listeners who are sports fans, here's one of Soldier Field. Can you talk a little bit about this piece?
Sure. So for this Soldier Field painting, I love sports so much. I wanted to visualize it. I wanted to see every detail of it. But I learned that I have to be careful of copyright issues of the sports logos and other movie characters before. That
awesome.
Way, the suit and stuff.
Awesome. Speaking of this piece of yours, leading up to the Special Olympics World Games in Berlin, that was June of 2023. Last year, I had on a Special Olympics athlete from Great Britain who competed in cycling, and he also is an artist and sells some of his work. And he a lot of the art that he creates is different. So in the UK and in internationally, when you say football, we mean soccer here in the US. But a lot of football fields and a lot of different sports fields. So when I saw this piece of yours, it reminded me of that. Job course is telling me to click on another piece, funny that she mentions this Manila piece, because I was actually thinking of clicking on that piece as well. So I guess we both thought of the same thing. But can you talk a little bit about this piece? Manila, is that in the Philippines, right?
Yeah, that's right. So I wanted to make this painting to remember of my trip in the Philippines last summer. And I wanted to include something more, like birds and I even included the plane there. The plane represents my flight to the Philippines. Yeah, and that's why I put it there. Just to remember how I flew there.
Awesome. We have some, I think a few listeners that have some family that live over there. So I will have to, when this episode drops, we'll have to share this episode and I'll have to send a link to this artist, to this, where our listeners can go. Did you want to talk a little bit about this? We're going to show just a few more pieces before we get to that final segment. But this one is, I believe, it's a self.
Yeah.
Portrait. Do you want to talk a little bit?
What I used for this sculpture is I used the air drying clay called Model Magic for my head and my shoulders and the hands. Oh, and my shoes. But for the rest of my body, I used paper and the cardboard too.
Awesome.
This sculpture is supposed to be for the In Style show a few months ago.
Cool.
Actually, that was last year.
cool. And so that one, that was pretty awesome. And again, I am scrolling through here. There's so much talented pieces of out and that you have both people, different buildings. One of San Francisco. Did you want to talk a little bit about this one?
Yeah, sure. Supposed to be my California trip years ago in San Francisco. And
awesome.
I also wanted to concentrate on the atmospheric perspectives.
Awesome. Well, so is that what this second image is?
Oh no, it's what I learned. No, it all started it back when I was in Northeastern.
Oh, awesome.
Well, that's a college I went to. My brother went there too. One of my professors in painting told me about atmospheric perspective in the skies. My skies have to be more three-dimensional, like the atmospheric perspective. Like when it gets when the sky touches the horizon, it gets lighter, but when it goes up into space, it gets darker. And so that's how I made my cityscapes and landscapes more interesting.
Awesome. I love that. We could probably spend hours and hours looking through all of your pieces of art. I'm just going to for the next just a few more seconds of this segment, just going to kind of scroll up and down where if our listeners can go, it looks like a couple of your pieces will sold, but our listeners can go and check out and shop all of your online artwork. Again, it's projectonward.org. You can click on shop and see. You have a Philippines town. You've got a model of Wrigley Field as well. Uh-huh. Celine Dion. You've got an Air France jet, any of our aviation, aviation listeners. Let's end it on this one for this segment. Air France jet. Do you want to briefly talk about this piece?
Sure, of course. Well, for this piece, I wanted to like to be a tribute to the Concorde fleet. Well, it ended so quickly when an Air France Concorde just suddenly crashed. I even did other planes, too, that had terrible accidents. I wanted those models to be a tribute to all the people who died there.
Awesome.
It's almost like monumental pieces.
Awesome. I know I said this was going to be the last one, but we've got one more last one that your job coach was in. I think it was. Yeah, I know. See, we could just spend hours and hours going through.
I can go through them all for the whole episode, but
I know so
much time to go through.
Yeah, well, the funny thing is, I didn't even plan for us to show some of your artwork on the show, but it makes perfect sense. So, again, for those of you listening to the audio podcast, go check out the video, the full video episode on our YouTube, which you can find at specialchronicles.com. That's specialchronicles.com, and click on watch to find the full video episode. This episode with Jano. So do you want to talk a little bit about this, the Notre Dame Cathedral piece, which is located in Paris, France, that I believe they'll, after a fire a few years ago, they'll still rebuilding it. But do you want to talk about
refurbishing it? Well, this piece was supposed to be for my duet show with at the gallery at Project Onward. It's supposed to be for castles, but our staff, one of our staff thought it'd be a great idea to include the Notre Dame Cathedral.
Awesome. And
for this duet show with me and my brother, it's supposed to include castles, but my staff, her name is Robin, she thought it would be a good idea for the cathedral to be included in our work.
Awesome. I love that idea. This one, again, I'm showing our viewers. Hopefully you can see there's a few different angles.
Yeah.
I
wanted to capture every detail of it, every Gothic feature.
Awesome.
Such as the flying buttresses and the pointed arches. And the rose windows.
Awesome. Yeah, there's a lot of awesome detail of the Notre Dame Cathedral here. Awesome. Well, I'm going to stop sharing our screen. And we will put in the show notes a link to, if you all want to go and check out, see more of the pieces of art. Better yet, you all can go and visit the Project Onward studio and see, either see John or creating some of the art or see some of these pieces in person if you are in the Chicago area. So now, for the sake of time, we're going to go ahead and move to our final segment as we talk about becoming an Energy Force Ambassador and final thoughts. So first, as we said at the top of the episode, at the top of the hour, we got connected through the Climate Energy Force Ambassador Program. For those of you watching, again, the video episode, you see that I am wearing one of the polos. That I believe, John, you probably have the same polo that I have. But how did you get connected with the ComEd Energy Force Ambassador Program? Obviously through Project Onward, but how did you get connected?
Well, how I got connected with the program is one of the artists from Project Onward. He was a former ambassador too. And my boss, Nancy, he told me all about the energy efficiency program. That's how I got connected and interested.
Awesome. And why did you want to get connected with the ComEd Energy Force Ambassador Program? Is it from the previous ambassador from Project Onward that you, the other artist that was a part of the program, or why did you want to get involved?
Well, I got really involved in it because of all the great events they had, such as the Zoo Lights in Lincoln Park Zoo and also at the Arboretum.
Awesome. Which, speaking of...
They were all beautiful.
Awesome. And I think just a few months ago, this past Holiday Lights, I think we met at the Arboretum. I think we both did that Holiday Lights event together, if I remember correctly. I believe. So what have you done? I think we got connected there. What have you done as an Energy Force Ambassador? Obviously the Holiday Lights and the Zoo Lights, Lincoln Park Zoo and the Arboretum, but what, can you talk just a little bit about what have you done as an Energy Force Ambassador?
I wanted to educate people on how to save energy. Well, such as you can also start by getting some of these special LED lights.
Awesome.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, especially at the holiday lights, we give out a lot of the LED lights. Can you talk maybe a little bit of how you like to educate people on energy savings tips, or maybe those one or two energy savings tips that you like to tell people? Or can you talk a little bit about how you like to educate people on energy savings tips?
Well, one thing I learned, my father told me that you can't leave the refrigerator doors open because it'll release the cold, and that means it'll waste energy in the refrigerator. So it's always important to always close the doors of your refrigerators. That way, the cold won't escape and energy won't escape either.
Awesome. Well, we could probably give more energy saving tips, but I want to let our listeners know, if you go to specialchronicles.com, click on Listen, and then click on ComEd Energy Force Series. We, this past month of January, we did an episode all about Energy Savings 101. So if you all want to go and get some more tips, we have done a few episodes the past 7 years. Not every episode in the series is about the same topic, but we've done there's some more episodes if you all listening want to get some more tips. What skills, I'm sure there's just like creating out as a visual artist with Project Onward, you have gained skills with Project Onward. But as we talk about being an Energy Force Ambassador, what skills have you learned and have used as a ComEd Energy Force Ambassador?
Well, I've learned to how to communicate with other people I don't even know, such as the other ambassadors, and then I also have gained to talk about my interests.
Awesome. And speaking of, of the ComEd Energy Force Ambassador Program that we are both a part of, why should those with disabilities, as well as organizations like Project Onward and Special Chronicles and so many others, why should people and organizations get involved with the ComEd Energy Force Ambassador Program?
Well, because it's not only about learning how to save, it's about being involved into the public. And you'll get to know a lot of other people too. Not just saving energy, but you'll also get, it's also good for the earth and the environment. And it's also, it gives people more knowledge on how it has worked.
Awesome. So once again, if all of you listening want to get some more energy and solo savings tips, you can go to specialchronicles.com, click on listen, and then ComEd Energy Force series to get some more tips. And talk a little bit about, Jano, is there one other thing that our listeners can learn about saving energy? But something about their electric bills? What can this program do with people's electric bills?
Well, not only if it'll help you lower the use of energy, it'll lower your electric bills, and that means you'll save up more money.
Awesome. Well, we're just about out of time, but we've got two final notes to mention. First is some social media plugs. If our listeners want to find out more about Project Onward, I'll put a link to for those of you listening to this episode, we showed for those of you watching the video some piece of where you can shop Jano's out, and so we'll put that link in the show notes. But where can our listeners connect with Project Onward? Jano, is there a website and social media, and where is it located?
Well, you'll also find it on Facebook and Instagram.
Awesome. Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, LinkedIn, projectonward.org. Where can our listeners find the Project Onward Out Studio and gallery?
Well, it'll be located at the Bridgeport Arts Center in the fourth floor, 1200 West 35th Street. And the zip code is 60609, Chicago, Illinois.
Awesome. So it's neat that it's once again, you said.
Oh, and for any Sox fans who are out there, it's just right down 35th Street past White Sox Park. And our studio is always open to the public on third Fridays. And if anybody's interested in our shows, just go to the website.
ProjectOnward.org, and we'll put that link in the show notes. Once again, for those of you listening, Project Onward is located at the Bridgeport Arts Center. And if you are ever in the, we'll put the address as well as the website in the show notes for this episode on specialchronicles.com. Just click on listen, and then the Special Chronicles podcast or the ComEd Energy Force series. And again, if you're ever in the Windy City or the Chicagoland area, go check out Jano and the other artists every third Friday, where the studio is open to the public from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. and can see their incredible works, including ceramics, fiber art, drawings, paintings, and more. You can even commission an artist to do a drawing of a loved one or your favorite pet. And so just wanted to mention that. Any final thoughts before we get to the final question, Jano? Any final thoughts on your overall time here today on the Special Chronicles show?
Well, it was a great experience here. Felt like I'm going to be everywhere.
Yes, awesome. Yeah, I'm sure a lot of the listeners are going to love hearing about your story and becoming an artist, getting connected with Project Onward, and of course the ComEd Energy Force Ambassador Program. But I think probably, at least for me, probably one of the favorite parts for our listeners is where you walked us through some of your pieces of art. I think that was a really good kind of last minute decision that we showed. Again, if you guys if you just listen to the audio podcast, go to specialchronicles.com, click on watch to watch the full video episode with Jano. And before we get to that final question, we've got a bumper that we're going to go ahead and...
We're not just athletes.
We are the ambassadors of an uprising.
Peaceful protesters.
In a rebellion against anyone
who has a fear of difference.
Difference. Our demands are...
Equality.
Dignity.
Dignity. And the recognition of our
shared humanity.
We will not stop
or accept anything less.
Today, our world is
more divided than ever.
And coming together has never been more urgent.
The revolution
is inclusion.
Find out more at jointherevolution.org.
So, for the past 5 years, ever since I attended the 2019 Special Olympics World Games in Abu Dhabi, I've been asking one final question, and that is, what does... And so I'll do the same with you, Jano, and ask you, what does inclusion mean to you?
Inclusion means so much to me in so many levels. It means that each person in your community has the same opportunities to succeed regardless of their physical appearance or mental ability. If it is in you to succeed, you will, regardless of the barriers and roadblocks you may face. Inclusion also means opening doors and the freedom to reach to the sky to make your dreams happen. Anything is possible if you just believe. So just believe in yourself like I did, and you can also make great art and to make your life more great.
Awesome. Well, that's a perfect way to wrap up this episode. It's been a joy having you on the program. You're welcome back anytime on the podcast. I'm Jano. Anytime that you've got a new piece of out, or if Project Onward has any special event that you want to let our listeners know about, you've got my email. And for those of you listening, if you enjoyed Jano's out, you can email us feedback@specialchronicles.com, and I can pass that on to Jano and his job coach at Project Onward. We've got a few final reminders as we wrap up the show. And that is, I want to remind you to support our Special Chronicles 2024 giving campaign. Our goal for this year is to raise $15,000 so we can operate our studio and keep the lights on, keep all this technology plugged in, and continue our mission, give respect and voice to those of us with disabilities. As of the end of January, we have not reached our goal. I think we are about $7,000 short of our goal. So please visit specialchronicles.com/give. That's specialchronicles.com/give to donate and support this podcast today. Either a one-time, monthly, or annual gift, we would greatly appreciate it. You can also shop our merch store. I'm not wearing any of our merch today for this episode, but you can shop our merch store and show your support of Special Chronicles. Our Special Chronicles store is managed by Outshine Labels. We have t-shirts, hoodies, and more merch. When you shop our store, knowing that 60% of the profits will support us at Special Chronicles. Again, that's 60% of the profits will support us at Special Chronicles. You can visit specialchronicles.com/shop. That's specialchronicles.com/shop. And keep following the Special Chronicles podcast. So tap that follow button. New episodes drop every Monday. Every Monday, new episodes drop weekly. So don't miss our original content as you hear more conversations like Jano and more guests every week that will help you make impactful, inclusive connections in your life through our podcast. And remember to visit our website, specialchronicles.com. That's specialchronicles.com. We can stream our archives of over 750 episodes absolutely for free. And again, specialchronicles.com. Click on listen to listen to all of our episodes and podcasts and series that we have for you. or click on watch on specialchronicles.com to watch the full video episodes. Once again, thank you, Jana, for coming on the Special Chronicles program. And we'll be back next week. Next week, right on the Special Chronicles show on specialchronicles.com. And until next week, we remember, choose to include and disabled voices matter. We'll catch you next week. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Special Chronicles podcast. Our podcast was produced by Daniel Smukowski on the Special Chronicles Network. Follow Special Chronicles on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. Subscribe, rate, and review Special Chronicles on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Our website, specialchronicles.com, where you can stream our archives of over 500 episodes for absolutely for free. Also, there's a list of our favorites, original series, award-winning columns, and blogs. And sign up for our newsletter to receive exclusive bonus content that delivers to your inbox. Again, specialchronicles.com. Special Chronicles is hosted by Podbean Podcast Hosting. Our live streams are powered by StreamYard. Thanks, as always, to our business manager, Adam Smukowski, who always encourages us to never give up. I'm Daniel Smukowski. Back next week with more stories.
Special Chronicles. Giving respect and a voice to people with special needs.